We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles linebacker D'Amico Ryans, who is going through the paces on a daily basis here at the NovaCare Complex. I mean, we had a chance to check out practice. I think everybody was pretty blown away by it. I mean, it's almost old hat to you now. Talk about your impressions, practice, first day, and then now. Is it?
Well, it's still.
Y'all used to it, right?
Yeah, we're getting used to it, and it takes that time, a couple of days to get used to it. But, you know, as you guys see, you know, practice is a very fast tempo, and you know, you get a lot of reps in. That's a good thing. You get to see yourself on film a lot, see the mistakes. You can come back, watch the film, and get it corrected. And you could, once you see yourself a lot, you know, it's I think it's great where you can actually see yourself do it over and over again instead of just talking about it all the time. Now we have a chance to get more plays in. We can see ourselves on film more, and you can critique yourself a little bit better.
Do you feel like it's do you feel a difference that it's coming together, that players know the person next to them a little bit more, players understand the verbiage of the defense?
Yeah, it's coming together, and it still grows day by day. We still, as we add more things in, and but I think the camaraderie of the guys, I think that is coming together, and it gels together over a period of time. And I think even when we come back for training camp, it'll be, you know, exactly where it needs to be.
How would you describe what you know about this defense right now?
Oh, I know it pretty well as far as all our calls and checks. I think I know it fairly well enough. We had to go play a game today. You know, I feel like as a defense, we all be ready to go and play a game.
Aggressive scheme?
Oh yeah, I think it's aggressive.
Blitzing scheme?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
we don't. So there's still things that are going to go in.
Yeah,
it's situation dependent.
Right. It's still a lot more things going right now. I think we just have our base things in, and we're just practicing on the base package. Got to get that down first, and then we can add more wrinkles to it as we go along.
For you, D'Amico, is there a sense of kind of, I mean, you know, you came to the team last year. There's a period of time where you have to establish yourself. Now you have a new coaching staff. You have new schemes in. You have to reestablish yourself again along with everyone else. Is it being a rookie all over again?
Yeah, I mean, that's the case every year, I think, when you're in the league, that as you get older, each year you have to reestablish yourself and prove that you can still get it done at a high level. So that hasn't changed for me. It's just another year, you know, mm-hmm. Nothing new, but it's just another year of showing people that you can go out and get it done.
What is Bill Davis like? What I know he seems to be an incredibly energetic guy, really likes to communicate, loves the tempo. Is that right? Is that an accurate read?
Yeah, Coach Davis is a smart guy and a very intelligent guy, and like you say, he's so knowledgeable of defense. He can coach every position out there, and he does a great job. He's been around ball for a long time, seen a lot of different schemes, and I know as coaches, everybody is getting used to this new, you know, tempo, this new kind of style of practice. But I think everybody is adjusting well, and Coach Davis is really easy to work with. That's one thing. He's easy to work with, easy to talk to, and that's great having your D coordinator you can go to and talk to, you know, about any of the call, any of the ins and outs of the defense.
Take me inside the locker room, D'Amico. How do the players feel about this team right now?
Oh, everybody feels good about it. Everybody is feeling good. Everybody is still kind of in that learning phase. So we're all just, hey, man, we still trying to get it. Yeah. So, you know, with that brings us together where guys have to communicate a lot more to each other because you don't have any playbooks or anything right now. So you have to, you know, help each other out when we're out there on the field. And that's on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball.
Has your conditioning changed a lot because of the tempo, because of the number of reps, because of the things they ask you to do here?
Yeah, we're going to be well-conditioned team. You know, with the tempo we're running at, you know, you don't have any choice but to be well-conditioned. So I think it's going to pay off for us.
Good. And everybody's getting it more. You see people playing faster on defense.
Yeah, as we get it, you know, guys, once you know what you're doing, then you can cut loose and play faster.
Yeah.
So we're still overcoming that a little bit, but I think, you know, day by day, things are getting better. Guys are picking up the speed where we're able to play faster, make our checks a lot quicker, and be ready to, you know, line up against our offense.
Then you like where everything is right now?
Yeah, I think we're right where we need to be.
Good.
Right now. We still have a ways to go, but I feel like the time we've had, we kind of, you know, we've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time to where when we, you know, get ready to go for training camp, we'll be, you know, right with everyone else.
Everyone has made such a big deal about how different everything is here. And I wonder, in your experience, have the practices, the tempo, the regime, everything that you're going through here, is it totally different than anything you've ever experienced?
It is very different from what you get in the NFL. I think it's very totally different. But when it comes down to, you know, I guess the plays you get, the number of reps you get, I mean, that's
football.
Yeah, it is. It is football. You're going to get so many plays in a series. You're going to do 2 minutes. You're going to work on third down. Those things are just ball that you can't change. Mm-hmm. But just the overall structure, I think that's the main difference.
Life good off the field?
Life is great
off the Marriage, field. Right?
Yeah, getting there. Close. Yeah. Getting close.
I see the beads of sweat on your head.
Yeah, June 29th.
You know, it's interesting. D'Amico and I did an appearance a couple of weeks ago, the Eagles Youth Partnership Top Achiever Awards, and you had an opportunity to speak to these scholar athletes from the Philadelphia region. And I thought your message was great. And the message is this: when you are a young man, do things that you know are right. Don't do things that you think are cool. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's okay to be different. Like I tell the guy, it's okay to be different if you're being different for the right reason. You know, you separate yourself from the crowd, all the kids who are going, doing the bad thing. You want to be successful in life. You want to do great things in life. You have to separate yourself and don't be afraid to walk alone. That's the part of, you know, being a leader, stepping out on faith and knowing that, you know, it's going to be lonely at times, but you know you're doing it for the right reason.
And you just hope that the kids in the room, wherever you're speaking, absorb some of that.
Yeah, that's it, man. If you can reach just a couple of them, if I can, you know, if 5 or 6 kids got that message, I feel like, you know, it was a accomplishment. Mm-hmm. That you hope all the kids can get it. You hope all the kids can get it. But that was a great, you know, a great outing where you had, you know, great scholar athletes, over 100, you know, scholar athletes around this area. And that was, you know, encouraging for me to see all these kids who are getting it done, not only on the field, but also in the classroom.
That's what's important. D'Amico Ryans, we thank you very much for coming
in the studio. Thank you, brother.
Continue having a great offseason. Dave Spadaro, D'Amico Ryans in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.